Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news, Hungary Reports. I'm Hanna Akatot with today's news from Hungary in the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Another record-breaking amount, almost 2,100 illegal immigrants, were held up by police in just one day. Immigrants arrived to Hungary in large numbers from almost every part of Asia and Africa. People from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sri Lanka, Nigeria, Senegal and Pakistan were stopped in the surroundings of Szeged. The most frequented area is still Röske, on the railroad tracks.
Huge crowds of migrants arrived to the Hungarian-Serbian border Monday night. Thousands crossed over to the train tracks at Röske and in areas where the temporary border closure hasn't been finished yet. Those who got tired simply sat down or laid down on the tracks. Police were constantly patrolling the area, but many illegal border crossers could hardly be stopped. They didn't stop at the collection point about a kilometer away from where they crossed the border, but simply decided to continue on their way, and now they are walking along the train tracks in the direction of Szeged. There are hundreds going through here now, our colleague on the scene told M1. Those who weren't able to continue on from the collection point set up their tents on either side of the train tracks and slept there or in the open air. But at dawn, some turned back in the other direction. After a short discussion, a larger group also decided to turn back and find another route. They said they're going in the other direction because they don't want police to take their fingerprints and take them to reception camps. Since Monday night, immigrants who were held up at the Macedonian border previously are now continuously arriving to Hungary. As a result, a record number of illegal border crossers entered through the green border. Officials stopped almost 2,100 people in one day. The Ministry of Justice's Parliamentary State Secretary told M1 that the migrant wave has become overwhelmingly huge, meaning that not only is the technical border closure necessary, but tightening related laws is also inevitable. If we have to handle 1,000 to 1,500 illegal border crossers a day, then we have to further toughen criminal law, said the state secretary. Mr. Repesi also said that the mentioned proposal will be released this week.
Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has convened a session of the National Security Cabinet Tuesday evening to address the challenges of illegal immigration, head of the Prime Minister's office Janos Lázár said after a government conference. Among the members of the cabinet are the Interior Minister, Minister of Defense, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and the head of the Prime Minister's office. The third annual Vásárhelyi Forgatag Festival starts on Wednesday, celebrating Marosvásárhely's Hungarian culture. Organizers promised an even larger variety of cultural and recreational activities than last year. The festival lasts until Sunday, and for the first time, there will be programs organized in downtown Marosvásárhely as well, and not only on the bank of the Maros River. Performers in the evenings, among others, will be Neoton Familia, Budapest Bar, and Péterbi Boriesa Love Band, for example. The organizers also said this year they're paying special attention to programs that are enjoyable for the city's Romanian community as well.
We deliberately put more emphasis on panel discussions that facilitate Romanian-Hungarian dialogue, because our politicians can talk to each other all they want if the people don't discuss certain subjects. So there will be a talk on economy in Vásárhely and an interethnic talk as well.
Consumers shouldn't only keep an eye out for prices, but also for the environmental effects of the products they're buying, says the Consumer Protection Authority, trying to raise awareness in the upcoming weeks. It won't be easy, though. According to surveys, Hungarian population considers price to be the most important deciding factor.
This is how to make eco-friendly packaging. The shop assistant explains the criteria in a store in Budapest. Customers can choose from soft drinks according to the material of the bottle or the can, for example. Some people do pay attention to what they are buying. I pay attention to buy products which are environmental friendly and affordable, and I make sure I do not pile up a lot of waste, says this shopper. Others are conscious in purchasing, but they care less about the garbage. I just throw it away in the trash can, but God knows where it ends up, says this girl. The Hungarian Authority for Consumer Protection launched a campaign to draw attention to conscious purchasing and saving the environment. The authority's truck goes to 37 locations throughout the country, to festivals and shopping malls, so that experts can give advice and tips. We'll demonstrate, for example, how large the environmental impact is if someone buys half a kilo of coffee beans compared to a coffee capsule. The result is shocking, says the spokeswoman of the Hungarian Authority for Consumer Protection. According to surveys, the most important thing for customers in Hungary is to buy products which are as cheap as possible. Only 3% cares about the product being environmentally friendly. The messages of the campaign will soon be seen on billboards, on TV, and can be heard in the radio too until the end of October.
A bear injured a 14-year-old boy on his thigh and back in Orotva, near Gyergyószent Miklós, Transylvania. This was the third instance of a bear attack in the area just this year. The injured boy is being treated at the hospital in Csíkszereda.
The bear, as it caught him from the behind, cut his back with its claws. My son tumbled over, and then the bear took a hold of his thigh and cut a piece out of him, recalled the mother. The woman told us that her son was out in the open with the cows when the bear attacked him from behind. As my son fell, the bear lifted him up again and threw him by his feet through the rosehip bushes. My son had just enough composure to remember that there was a young man who was also attacked by a bear out of nothing. And so he lay down and pretended that he was dead. He was so scared he couldn't say anything or even really breathe normally, as he watched the bear walk by him and leave him there, explained the mother. The boy was taken to the hospital in Gyergyószent Miklós. There are much more bears than hunting areas can handle, said the mayor of Gyergyószentmiklós. He thinks that hunting groups even help bears reproduce. Hunting associations make a living out of this, for one, and also they have to pay taxes after them. So I think they artificially help their reproduction in each hunting territory, so their income may be larger, said the mayor. This is the third time a bear has attacked humans in Gyergyószentmiklós this year.
Not just one wolf, but a whole pack is currently living in Hungary in the Ogtelek National Park. Zsejke, a female wolf, was caught on a wild-watching camera recently as she was wandering around the woods. Wolves live in Hungarian mountains since 2003.
Here is the Ogtelek National Park's footage of Zsejke, the 1.5-year-old female gray wolf. You can see on the hidden camera footage that she's a healthy, strong animal. Her parents were also already born in Hungary. The pack may have around 12 wolves. Experts concluded based on the footage and the tracks they left behind. We work with several camera traps. Their point is for us to be able to document their presence. We place the cameras in areas where they move around, and every 4 to 6 weeks we check to see what kinds of animals and people they captured footage of, said a park worker. The wolves probably arrived from Slovakia. No one has seen them in person yet, but hunters have signaled that they've seen their tracks. The wild rangers warned everyone that shooting them is prohibited. Wolves are a strictly protected species in Hungary. Their theoretical value is 250,000 forints, almost 800 euros. Hunting or killing them is a crime, warned Zsolt Kanyok. Experts say that wolves aren't a threat to locals or livestock nearby because they don't leave the thickest forest and avoid people altogether. Other wild animals also find their way to Hungary. Recently, Ivo, a brown bear, spent several days here. Professionals know, based on his tracking device, that he is currently in Ukraine. Since then, 4 other bears have come to visit Hungarian forests.
And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.